This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Philip Gravenese. He is a biology PhD student, and Dr. Lauren Toth. She is a research scientist in the biology department here at Florida Tech, and they're both co-organizers of the Beneath the Wave Film Festival, which is coming up in October. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, tell us about this film festival. It's really exciting.
We're really excited about it, too. We're going to have two nights of the film festival. It's going to be October 10th and 11th from 6 to 9, both nights. And we're going to have a very similar format for both nights. Both are going to start with a pre-festival reception. We're going to have biology students and faculty talking about their research. Then we're going to have the films for about an hour. And it's going to be followed by a panel discussion with researchers and local scientists.
And the second night is going to be geared more towards a student-based audience. So GK-12 students, elementary, middle school, and high school students. And we're going to use that second night as a way to advertise for the Beneath the Waves Youth Making Ripples competition that we're going to host this year in January. And for that competition, we're asking Brevard County students and students through Florida younger than 18 years of age to create their own marine science-based film that's less than 5 minutes.
Okay, and it can be about anything?
Any topic they want.
Any marine-related topic. Yep.
Okay, so the films that we're going to see in October are past competition winners, or they're...
Right, the Beneath the Waves Film Festival has been going on for 4 years now. It's a festival that was started by graduate students at the University of Miami, and their goal was really just to do something that was going to excite the general public about marine science, a way of getting marine science research out there. And so this is using their database of films to bring some of those topics to the Melbourne area.
Well, that sounds very cool. So this event that's happening in October, you are looking for sponsors. So if anybody would like to get involved and make a donation, they can do that.
They can.
Definitely. We definitely are looking for sponsors, both to help with the cost of the festival itself and also to give prizes for that youth competition, which will be held in January. So if anybody would like to sponsor, you can give us a call at 321-345-6605. Or email us at beneaththewavesmelbourne@gmail.com.
So both nights in October, is there an admission charge?
No, it's free to the public.
It's free to the public. It's free to anybody who wants to come.
And is there a website they could go to find out more about this Beneath the Waves Film Festival in general?
The Beneath the Waves organizers have a website. It's beneaththewaves.org. And so if you Google that, it'll come up right away. And they even have some of the films on there that you can view in advance if you wish.
Oh, that's cool. So this is open to the general public. As you said, it's going to be geared towards students on the second night.
Yes.
The 11th, yep.
And there's going to be question and answer before and afterwards and cool science exhibits there,
yes,
too?
Yeah, we'll have all kinds of science demos during the student-based night with graduate students showing organisms that they may have collected for their research or different experiments that they might be able to show really quickly. It should be a lot of fun.
Lessons for teachers.
How to not blow up laboratories and stuff like that. That'd be cool. Okay, so once again, this is the Beneath the Wave Film Festival. It's happening in October, the 10th and 11th.
10th and 11th, correct.
Yep.
And if they wanted more information or if they wanted to get involved and become a sponsor, they need to call you and your phone number.
It's 321-345-6605. Or they can email us at beneaththewavesmelbourne@gmail.com.
Okay, beneaththewavesmelbourne@gmail.com. All right, well, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.